From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Porfirio Rangel, filling in for Janae Darden. My guest this week is filmmaker Kristen Tiesch. Hey, Kristen.
Hey.
Kristen is the director and producer of The Invisible Mammal. The documentary tells a story of female scientists trying to save little brown bats from extinction. Watch the screening at the Roxy Theater on October 26. And right now, we're going to hear Kristen's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area. First up is the documentary Israel-Palestine on Swedish TV, 1958 to 1989. This film shows footage of Israel and Palestine as covered by Swedish media from 1958 to 1989. According to the event's website, the movie tells the story of the rise of the Israeli state and the Palestinian struggle for self-determination, as seen by Swedish media. The documentary includes interviews with major political and military figures, news stories, and children's programming. The film is screening at the Roxy Theater in San Francisco. So, Kristen, why'd you pick this movie?
I was just so inspired by the recent viral video by Greta Thunberg, who was just on the flotilla to distribute humanitarian aid to the people of Palestine. And I wanted to learn more about the way that Swedish television and the Swedish news may have been handling the media, the news stories around the Israel-Palestine war and the genocide.
That's the documentary Israel-Palestine on Swedish TV, 1958 to 1989. Watch it at the Roxy Theater in San Francisco on October 19th. Your next pick is Nico Case at the Masonic in San Francisco. Nico is a singer who is known for her strong voice and mixing indie, rock, and country sound. Her album, Neon Gray, Midnight Green, is inspired by the loss of people close to her. Instead of wallowing, Nico celebrates their lives in this album. So, Kristen, what about her music that you like?
Well, she really just pours her heart and soul out when she's singing. You can't not feel what she's feeling when you listen to her sing, whether it's just on her recorded album or live. And so I've had the pleasure of seeing her many, many times throughout my life. And I was just so thrilled when I heard that she was coming back to San Francisco to the Masonic with her new album. And I also wanted to mention that Nico Case and I have the exact same birthday, day, month, year. She's another Virgo sister from 1970, year of the dog. And she happens to be an animal lover too. And I think the last time that I saw her at the Warfield, she donated some proceeds from her show to the senior dog rescue organization in San Francisco called Muttville. So she and I are kindred spirits, I think, as well.
You guys are twins from far away.
Exactly.
Awesome. That's Nico Case at the Masonic in San Francisco on November 11th. And your final pick is Bounce, How the Valkyries Changed the Bay at KLW's downtown San Francisco venue. KLW has been covering the Golden State Valkyries' first season on the podcast Bounce. It is a really great podcast. I really enjoy it. It examines the history and impact of Bay Area women's basketball. KLW is hosting a live discussion about how the team is changing the Bay Area. Bounce host Aaron Lim and executive producer Ben Trefney are hosting the event. Also, Audio Academy alum and journalist Crystal Rahim will also be joining in on the discussion. So, Kristen, I also know that you're a huge Valkyries fan. So, what do you hope to see at this event?
Well, I am a Valkyries fan. I went to a number of games at Valhalla, and the energy there is just unparalleled. And I miss it. So I want to go extend my Valkyries love into the off season by going to this awesome recording of a podcast at the amazing downtown KALW studios, which I love as well. And I heard that there's going to be even some pizza. So to me, I was just like, hey, this sounds like a great time to me. And I'm looking forward to meeting some other Valks fans.
That's Bounce, How the Valkyries Changed the Bay Area on October 21st. That's going to be at KLW's downtown San Francisco venue at 220 Montgomery Street. I've been speaking with filmmaker Kristen Tiesch. Her documentary, The Invisible Mammal, is screening at the Roxy Theater in San Francisco on October 26th. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to our program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden. You can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by me and engineered by True Quinn. I'm Porfirio Rangel.